Today's best hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. Time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. I love a story like this one, Jill, because I know you're going to dig this.
Ooh.
It's something that was invented, but I don't know how they're going to put it to use.
Okay.
Because people all the time, they think that they don't smell bad. You think their body odors are like,
yes,
it's not.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's not bad. Or they pass gas or they go, oh, it doesn't bother me. Well, yeah, that's because it's you.
That's right.
And so while the rest
growing
of the room.
Up with brothers.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking. And while the rest of the room is looking for the exits, you don't smell a thing. The one that's the offender.
Right.
But thankfully, Japanese wellness device maker Tanita just unveiled its newest creation. It's a handheld smell checker.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So now.
Can we get them on Amazon?
Well, probably.
Do you think the radio will get them for us to test and talk about?
I don't think so, Jill. I think we already
they don't
know.
Know.
I think they already know that we're pretty smelly around here.
Like, we don't need one of those gadgets.
Yeah, we can pretty much tell you. Yeah, guys stink and you leave that door closed.
There's a reason.
Kind of warm in there. You guys are stinking. And what I think is, I mean, it's fantastic, but what are you going to do? Like, the people that stink already really don't care what other people think.
That's true. Because if they did, they wouldn't stink.
Exactly. That's the point.
Take a freaking shower.
And so if you use it on somebody else, go, oh, no, look, see, you stink. It says so.
Yeah, who needs to do that to
and
somebody?
They're going
to
be punching them in the face. But here's what it does. This handheld smell checker, it analyzes body odor and ranks it instantly on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's called the ES100.
Is the 10 the worst?
It would be, yes. Okay. Tanita's smell sensing device, it was inspired by the company's range of alcohol breath analyzers.
Oh,
so
right, naturally.
Sure, because that's the kind of stuff.
Maybe they could just make one to tell you if you have a bad breath. Too.
Right. Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure that that's where it starts. Where it's like, all right, so
First of all, you've
drank too much alcohol and you stink. I mean, there's that.
There's that.
And so they basically adapted their technology to check for odor-producing particular matter instead of alcohol, and thus the ES100 was born. And here's the thing about it.
ES100.
Yes, it's super easy to use.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. You just flip it open and point the built-in sensor toward the problematic areas of your body. Yeah. And then.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is this necessary?
Well, apparently.
For people that don't have smell in their world or what?
See, here's what I think. I think it's the ultimate gift. Because then.
Hint.
Yes. Because
point this at your body before you leave the
house. I think that at that point, it's like, all right, we've had trouble here around the office trying to figure out how to bring this up to you. And we thought we would do it twofold.
Just buy this.
We're going to buy this for you. And it kind of tells you, you stink.
And
okay?
Here's a can of deodorant.
Right.
Here's my thing, though. What if you just buy like some crappy cologne that the stink detector doesn't like?
It's not that it doesn't like it. It's that it will tell you what it's like. Because here's the thing. If getting a zero means you don't smell. Okay.
Like anything?
Yeah. Right. A 1 to 4 are acceptable levels of body odor.
This is the greatest.
Yes. 5 to 9 should really have you concerned.
And 10 is way concerned.
Well, in the story, they say we can only assume a 10 means you're a walking biohazard. Right.
But, oh my gosh. Avoid at all costs.
But here, this is an answer to the question that you brought up, is that they say, interestingly, it also works on cologne. So if you feel that too much cologne is just as bad as the musky smell of perspiration, you can use the handheld device to check if you've overdone it with a perfume.
Well, it's a little late then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you can't really take it off.
Well, you get a rag, Jill, for crying out loud. I mean,
it's not if like it's on, it's on.
It's not like you wait until you get to the bar to check and see if, oh my God, I guess I smell it a little too much, huh?
Yeah. That must be my problem all
these
years.
Yeah, so.
Sure, it's not anything else.
I think that I think that it's a wonderful thing for you to take to the bathroom in your little purse.
I'm going to take it after a softball game.
Sure.
Wow. Do I smell?
You don't want to break the machine, Jill. I'm sure there's limits. But they take it into the bathroom and then you just like do a little, it's like, oh,
do
okay.
A little point action.
I can put a little more perfume on it. I haven't,
stupid.
Haven't hit the 10 yet. All right. There you go. What a cooler conversation. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Christmas ideas.
I expect one.
Today's Best Fits. It's 102.7.